and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. Really easy. You just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's always stressful when you host parties, and I hosted a big party for my daughter Dakota's first birthday this past weekend at Stepping Stones.
Right, because Dakota was taking track of all the invitees, making sure that she realized and wrote down who was behaving themselves and not. It's a lot for that first birthday party.
Well, you know, she has to have a job. She has to learn early on that if she wants to have birthday parties, she's in charge of the RSVP list.
I understand.
But if you don't respond and show up to the party, that's all I need to know about you. If you do respond that you're coming, but then you don't show up and don't even send a text, that's all I need to know about you. And if you weren't invited,
right,
but show up anyway,
right,
that's all I need to know about you.
Which one of those three options is the worst? Which one is the worst?
Trying to figure it out.
I think it's the one who, I gotta say, it's the one who doesn't RSVP and then just shows up, maybe? I don't know. Maybe it's the RSVP-er that doesn't show up.
Yes, so that to me, that was the one that most upset me.
Right.
So I had a cousin that I hadn't invited that just showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, he goes, I know I wasn't invited, but I thought I'd stop by.
Oh, but don't say it when you're gonna show up. Don't
100%.
Say that. That's weird.
But you know, here's the thing, is like, all right.
Okay,
like,
right.
Yeah, but love because.
But
come
don't
on
say
in.
It. But right. Don't say it, though, because that's the awkward thing.
Well, at least you're addressing the fact that you weren't invited, because this was really, it was just for really close family
but
and
you've
friends.
Got empty plates, obviously, because you've got other people who don't care about you or your baby at all.
Well, this is the only good part, the saving grace of having it a Stepping Stone Children's Museum in Norwalk. They are so easy and easy to work with.
Prime rib for everybody.
It was just easy. There was another person in the line for the buffet, and it was no big deal. They were fantastic, so that wasn't a thing. But what bothered me, really, was the people that RSVP that they were coming, and they didn't show up. And then I left. I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, no text?
No then text.
The party was on Saturday, so Sunday, I'm like, still no text?
Still no call, no text.
Nothing?
Right.
Like, no explanation
just
whatsoever?
Shame. They've just shrunk away from it. They don't want to ever see you again at this point because they feel awkward.
It's so strange to me how people can do that. Like, for me, you know me, if I say I'm going to be somewhere...
You'll be there.
I'll be there.
No, Anna will be there.
You know, I just... Oh, it's all I need to know about you.
If you wear a cape and Japanese slippers to work every day, that's all I need to know about you.
Who does that?
I met a gentleman over the weekend in charge of events at a certain place, and he was wonderful, but man, very disarming. When I walked in, and Japanese slippers, and yes, he was wearing like a cape.
Cape.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I went through a period in college where I wore capes every night out. And it was because of the Spice Girls. Doesn't really make sense, but it was a good time.
Hard exterior, warm, warm, soft inside once you got it right with this gentleman.
When you wear a cape,
yes.
What does that say about you?
You know what? That I am in charge and that I am good and I'm completely comfortable with myself. So bravo to you, sir. A tip of the cap.
Can we have an entire week where we just wear capes?
The slippers was an interesting touch. I mean, it was 20 degrees out at that point. That was an interesting touch.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Raven, there will be flying.
Will I be in some sort of space vehicle? Or will I be floating across the stage? What will it be like?
It's not technically you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Sacred Heart Academy presents Peter Pan. It's coming to the Schubert Theater this weekend. 150 Sacred Heart students involved in the production. That is massive. And then it has male actors from 12 area high schools.
Well, none of them have better legs than me. You should see me in tights. Fantastic.
All right. Fantastic. Woo! Great.
I'm a thespian at heart.
We've got a few of the kids here today. You guys must be so excited that the show is coming up so fast. Are you nervous or are you excited?
I'm so excited. Honestly, I like can't believe like that it's already here.
Meg, you're a senior at Sacred Heart and you're Peter Pan.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Have they tested you out to fly yet?
Not yet.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's the type of thing you leave to chance on opening night. Listen, we're going to hook you to this. Jim's up there. He's on level 3. He'll try and give you a good yank when you first thrust off. But, you know, it's a work in progress. How many nights are you guys going to be there doing this?
It's going to be happening 2 nights at the Schubert Theater.
If I could fly for 2 nights anywhere, it wouldn't be so bad wearing the tights in front of everybody. This is awesome. I always feel like I missed out by not doing drama and theater in high school, Anna.
Talia, you're a junior at Sacred Heart. Now, you get to be Wendy.
Yes, it's awesome. It's so much fun.
Raven was hoping that you could fulfill his dreams of wearing tights and actually performing in Peter Pan. Do you think you could help him with that?
Definitely.
I mean, I don't have tights with me here this morning, but if I could work myself up a little bit to feel like I had the confidence to join you guys at the Schubert, that would be incredible. And right. Zap, don't you want to be a wonderful actress?
I do, but are you going to be Wendy or Peter Pan?
Well, I feel like I could do either. Thank you very much. Not to discount your talent. I'm sure you're both amazing. Okay. I'm just saying is that, you know, half of it is having the moxie to pull it off. Fake it till you make it, and I'm willing to try anything.
Mike, you're a senior at Notre Dame, and you're also in the production. Who are you?
I play Smee, so he's Captain Hook's right hand.
Is he like his first mate, like what? Right hand like that? Or is he the hand that got lost there before he got the hook? It's been a while since I saw Peter Pan.
Me too.
No, the croc has that in his stomach.
Oh, okay.
Takes a while to digest a whole
all right,
hand.
So you're his homie?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's his minion. Anna Zapp.
So you guys were saying that Peter Pan actually crows. How do you crow like Peter Pan?
Okay, so should we do it all together? Or should you want me to just...
Wait a minute. How does everybody have the skill to be able to do it if you're Peter Pan?
Well, you guys do it during the show, too. Because there's one song where everybody has to do it.
Everybody crows.
Yeah. Huh. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's all encompassing. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be discriminatory or anything like that. I was just saying, I mean, if Peter Pan had it trademarked, I don't want to owe anybody any money after this.
Got it. All right, so let's hear it. Hold on, let me try.
Oh, that was good.
That was really good.
I know, I'm kind of
it's
a
like
natural.
A rooster.
Yeah, that's right.
No, not as great, right,
guys?
What? Right? Just right?
Kind of raspy.
Kind of raspy.
I like it, though.
It's been better.
Our performance of Peter Pan coming up next on Star 99.9.
Sounds great.
Sounds great.
This weekend, Sacred Heart Academy in Hamden presents Peter Pan at the Schubert Theater. It's a big deal, Star 99.9, Anna and Raven. Over 150 Sacred Heart students are involved. They have male actors from 12 area high schools. Meg, Talia, and Mike are joining us. They're some of the students that are in the production. Now, you've been working with us for the last 7 minutes or so, getting us ready to do our performance. Now, Raven insisted on being Peter Pan. I'm going to be Wendy, and you're going to judge on how we do, okay?
Okay.
Your confidence level running high? I mean, it's basically the same, like, acting training as, like, Tyler Perry or something like that. 7 minutes should cover it all.
Definitely.
How long do you guys prepare for before you do a performance?
Months. So we started in August.
The end of August.
End of August, yeah.
Well, we've done this in 6 minutes.
Well, yeah. I mean, we don't want to brag or anything like that.
Right, but we're professionals.
Meg is flying as Peter Pan, so that's different. She's got that one thing over us. That would take a couple months.
If we were going to fly, we would need much sturdier ropes. I only have one line because I'm Wendy, and you're going to be Peter Pan, Raven. Okay, ready?
I didn't write it, so don't anybody tell me that I'm sexist.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, this is the emotional last scene. Oh!
Wait a minute. Where are you starting from?
We don't crow yet.
Where are you starting from? It says crows joyously, and then I pick it up right there.
Oh, I'm supposed to be old.
It's the finale ultimo.
Wait, what are we supposed to do this?
All right, where are you going from?
Oh, if only I could go with you.
We could take it from there.
Yeah.
Slate 2, Peter Pan, Anna and Raven Show.
Oh, if only I could go with you.
You can't. You see, Wendy, you're too grown up. Are you ready, Jane? Well, who's going to play Jane if you're Wendy and you just have the one line?
Ready.
Then come with me where dreams are born and time is never planned. Just think of lovely things and your heart will fly on wings forever.
I think we're good here. What do you think about that?
It was good.
Fantastic, riveting, life-changing.
I didn't even get to fly out the window.
No,
that's supposed to happen next after I sing joylessly.
I think we're good.
Joylessly?
No.
Well, same thing.
Well, congratulations to you guys. We're so excited for you. Sacred Heart Academy presents Peter Pan this weekend at the Schubert Theater. You can get tickets at the Schubert Theater. Or you can visit online, schuberttheater.com.
I didn't even get to blow fairy dust on anybody.
No, we're good.
The Anna and Raven Show.
Selfless.
Fox 61.
Wonderful.
Everyday hero.
A star to all of us.
On Star 99.9.
Sergeant First Class Josh Miller from the U.S. Army is our everyday hero, representing all the veterans today that we honor. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, it's great to be here. It's a really great opportunity to talk about who we are and just share our story.
Well, tell us your story.
I actually joined the United States Army back in 2007. I was originally going to a community college couldn't really afford it. I had just gotten married. I had two kids and a baby on the way. Struggling paying bills, one of my friends came home from basic training and told me about the Army, benefits that they had. So I just went to a recruiter and I never looked back. Joined the United States Army as a combat medic. After a couple of years of my career, I decided that it wasn't really what I wanted to do. So I decided to be a LPN, a licensed practical nurse. And then I served as a nurse on a forward surgical team in Afghanistan.
I mean, that's like doing surgery. It's like doing Grey's Anatomy, but in the middle of a sand pit with mortars going on around you. So that sounds fun.
Wow.
Right.
I mean, you know, sometimes I might beef up the story a little bit. No, but it was a great opportunity. It's not just serving the soldiers that we have in Afghanistan. It was also helping the community of people that are there. Even as a nurse in a unit, you know, we went to Afghanistan, but that particular unit that I served in also went to Africa. It was the 14th Combat Support Hospital. They went to Africa during the Ebola crisis.
Wow.
And also went to Puerto Rico after Hurricane Irene. It is just an amazing unit. And that's just one example of the different things that the Army does outside of, you know, the typical combat that you always hear about, serving not only your community, but, you know, the whole world.
Your children and your wife must be so proud of you.
My wife and my kids are very proud of me, and I'm very humbled by that. But I can tell you that I'm not only thankful, but I'm proud of my wife and my kids. They do so much to support me, and they got my back and everything. So I really couldn't have made it this far without them.
That's awesome.
It really makes all the difference if you have the support, of course, when you do something big like that that's bigger than yourself. That's exactly why we've called you in today as our everyday hero. One thing, you know, you mentioned the different jobs that the Army has and how you switch jobs even in your career. There's something going on with the Army today, even with Veterans Day, besides the many places that I'm sure that they have you all over appearing today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really glad you brought that up. For a long time, the Army has focused on trying to get warriors and trying to get soldiers to do combat jobs. Now, the Army is focused on trying to change how we talk to young individuals, trying to give them that identity. So we're launching a new campaign called What's Your Warrior? What we want to do is we want to reach out and tell these people the Army has something for you. It's not about molding you into a job, forcing you into a job that that we want you to do. It's about getting you into a job that you want to do. Outside of the combat jobs, we have over 120 non-combat jobs, everything from aerospace technology to intelligence. And then, of course, what's very popular in this area and right now is the medical field.
You know,
everything from medical maintenance to operating room technicians, nurses, lab technicians, radiology technicians. It is an amazing experience to be able to offer this to these young individuals.
When you say young individuals, I wanted to touch on that because I think when you think like, okay, you're from high school, now you've decided to join the armed forces, you decide you're going to do that, but that's not always the path. Like you said, you had children, you were married, and that's when you decided to make the switch. So is that common to see people a little bit later on in their career deciding to join?
We do talk a lot to kids that are in high school while they're still making their decision for college. You know, if they decide that they want to go to college, maybe we can help them out there with either the Army Reserves or the active duty component. But also at the same time, we have a lot of individuals that have gone to college already, and they want to put those college credits and those college degrees to use. A lot of times it can be hard to find employment in that area that they have the degree in. And so the Army offers either a officer job where we put people in as a United States Army commissioned officer, or we can put them into a career field that they're already studying in. And then for those people that maybe they left high school and they're just not really sure where they want to go yet, we help those individuals too.
Give me new knees, Anna Zapp. Right. I'm ready to be Robin Williams.
I don't think they want you, Raven. I don't think you'd pass.
So hurtful.
Right. Sergeant First Class Josh Miller, thank you so much from the U.S. Army for coming in. It's Happy Veterans Day, right? Because we're celebrating all of our veterans today.
Absolutely. Celebrating veterans from all walks of life, regardless of branch. We're all brothers and sisters in arms, and we all love each other.
Oh, thank you so much for coming in, for being our everyday hero. And if people want to learn more about what you do and the U.S. Army, where do they go?
You can come down to our office, 4490 Main Street, Bridgeport, 203-372-0042. Or you can reach out to us on our website, www.goarmy.com.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Lindsay and Joseph. Joe, let's start with you. What's going on?
I'm married to a pretty wonderful woman, but she has a habit that is a problem. You see, we're hardworking people, and we take out a lot. Pizza, Chinese, and so forth. And she feels the need to give a tip every time. Look, when I have a sit-down meal, I'm pretty generous. But when someone hands me something over a counter, you know, they have that obnoxious tip jar. When I was growing up, I worked in a deli for years. There was no tip jar. You did your job, you got paid for it. But now it's gotten out of control, and she is the biggest contributor. And I'm talking like, you know, not like the change, the loose change that's left over. I'm talking a $5 bill.
Whoa.
You know? and we have enough bills, and at the end of the month, it's like $50 I'm going for.
Yeah, I tip. I'll give them a couple bucks. Why not? Those poor people are, like, making nothing. So tips help them. I mean, we're doing pretty well, so it's like, what, you know, five?
A couple of bucks, Lindsay? You're no less than $5 a shot. You know, that adds up. We got bills.
Well, yeah, of course we have bills, but these poor people are making our food, so we don't have to make it, and then, you know, why not tip?
And who tips you in the office, and who tips me out in the field? Who's tipping us?
Minimum wage. Give me a break. It's not that.
No, but it's too much. It's $5 a shot. It's you know, they work hard, all these poor people, and, you know, that's another bill. You know, you realize I did the math on it. It's some months it's $75 you're throwing out there. It's not like we're going out to a nice sit-down dinner and someone's running back and forth at our beck and call. They hand us a pizza or a container of fried rice over the counter, and you're like, here you go.
Guys, what we do here is we put things to a vote, and we can see what our audience has to say. Joseph, people may agree with you. Takeout, delivery, shouldn't be tipping them. Doesn't, you know what? It should be included in their pay, and it's just more money out of your pocket. It's not like they're actually providing you all that much of a service. But they may agree with Lindsay that going to pick up the food and them handing it to you and ringing you up or having the food delivered, all these people are service industry, and you should tip them accordingly. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, I'm actually curious.
Yeah, I agree, but if I could just say I want tip jars outlawed.
Okay, right.
All right, give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
We're on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Joseph says that his wife, Lindsay, over tips when she goes to pick up takeout. She says it's $5 every time. He says it's obnoxious. She says they work hard. They're getting our orders together. Tipping is not the worst thing in the world, and it's $5. It's $5. They should be able to afford that.
I understand what you're saying. Over time, that's going to add up, and everybody works hard. Do they not? I don't know.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
I'm on the husband's side. I was wondering if you want to toss in some change or a dollar for the person that's just handing you your food and ringing it up, but that $5 is way too much. It does add up. That's a bill she's paying right there.
Yeah, you're right. You know, and the other thing is like, listen, don't stay in that job where you're handing food over a counter for your entire life. If you don't like your position, go back to school, get a better job.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think that sounds a little bit harsh. You know, I think that
I've worked jobs where I handed food over counters, Anna.
Yeah,
and then I got better jobs.
Yeah,
because they didn't pay good.
Whose side are you on? I don't know. It's Honda of Westport Couples Court. 1-800-330-9999. Joseph says that his wife Lindsay way over tips when she goes and picks up takeout. She leaves $5 every time. He says it could be up to $70 a month. She says they work hard, they make minimum wage, an extra $5 to show appreciation isn't going to break their bank account.
Yeah, well, and you're picking up food that's already putting you in the 20s or the 30 bucks or whatever range. I mean, they're really sticking it in a bag and they're putting some napkins in there. It's not a driver. I say there's a difference.
1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Do you tip when you pick up takeout delivery? Hi, it's Yana and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. I definitely believe in tipping, and I'm a part-time delivery driver, and I rely on those tips, and I know the people behind the counter rely on those tips as well.
I agree with
and
you.
It's not included in their pay.
Yep.
Delivery drivers, waiters, and waitresses, different situation.
Well,
takeout, pickup, delivery.
Yeah, but that's still, it falls under the same realm. Remember, you're talking to a restaurant kid. I grew up in the restaurant business with my parents, and they're good, hardworking people, and everybody's job is equally important, and throwing them some extra money because they're doing their job is important because that's how they support their families.
The contradiction is in your statement in itself. Everybody is a good, hardworking person. Are we in back tipping the dishwashers? No, we're not.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on his side. I mean, $70 is a lot, especially if you have to go and get the food and it's not delivered to you. Go to the supermarket and get a steak. I'm with him.
Then you have to cook it. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the guy's side, 100%. I would get it if there was like a delivery guy or something of that nature, but they're just getting food handed over the counter. It's part of their salary to be cooking the food, so there's no reason to be tipping them. I mean, think about it, $75 a month, holy crap, that's at least two meals you could be paying for.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the Honda of Westport Couples Court this morning, it's Lindsay and Joseph. Joseph, our audience agreed with you. Lindsay, you're over-tipping. It's not helpful to your family. You have to think about your bills first. And either you have to significantly reduce the amount that you're tipping, or you need to kind of eliminate it when you're doing takeout.
I mean, if that number, $75 a month, is accurate, that's $900 a year. I mean, that's a significant amount of money.
And thank you to your audience. I told you, baby.
Okay. Well, maybe I do tip just a little too much, so I'm not going to stop, but I may, like, back off a little bit with how much. How's that? Does that help you?
The audience has voted.
All right. Well, guys.
They have decided.
They have.
And okay. In whose favor?
Uh-huh.
Mine.
All right, Joseph. Thank you guys for coming on the show today. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email too. It's couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh my God, Danny DeVito, I love you.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Amanda, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Amanda.
Okay.
Let's go.
Raven is walking out of here. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we'd give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. He had a loss. So, you know what? He usually loses two in a row, and I've made these questions kind of difficult for him. You ready to do it?
Yeah.
Number one, Frozen 2 fever is growing as the release date approaches on November 21st. What type of animal is Sven?
Reindeer.
Number two, the Once You Pop, You Can't Stop potato chip has announced a limited time turducken chip that has six different flavors in one package. Turkey, duck, chicken, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie. What chip is it?
Pringle.
Number three, it's officially been 50 years since Sesame Street aired for the first time. What puppet character is a female fairy that has magical powers that include floating and turning things into pumpkins?
Oh, I can't think of her name.
All right, I'm going to go on. Number four, Pat Sajak had emergency surgery last week. He's okay, but Vanna White will step in and host. What game show are they both on?
Wheel of Fortune.
And number five, the three toys that are going into the Toy Hall of Fame are magic cards, coloring books, and these types of mini real-life cars that are owned by Mattel.
Matchbox.
Okay, great. Let's bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yo!
You might have done it, Amanda. Let's see.
How'd you do?
She got 4 out of 5.
That's pretty intimidating. I mean, like I said, I haven't read anything. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Frozen 2 fever is growing as the release date approaches on November 21st. What type of animal is Sven?
Sven is a fox?
No. Sven is a reindeer.
Ah.
That is incorrect. You need all of these to
Thanks,
tie
I can
Amanda.
Count. Thank you.
All right.
Let's get to it then.
Number two, the Once You Pop, You Can't Stop potato chip has announced a limited time turducken chip that has six different flavors in one package. Turkey, duck, chicken, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie. What chip is it?
Pringles is the poppin' chip.
Pringles is correct. And that sounds disgusting, for the record. I don't want
They're that. They're not great. I've had those type of chips before. They're not fantastic.
Number three, it's officially been 50 years since Sesame Street aired for the first time. What puppet character is a female fairy that has magical powers that includes floating and turning things into pumpkins?
Oh, gosh. A female fairy on Sesame Street that floats and turns things into pumpkins. Guess I just don't know. Congratulations, Amanda.
Amanda, you have beat him. The answer is Abby Kadabby. Abby Kadabby. Short for Abracadabra.
Did you know that one? You knew that one,
no.
Huh?
I couldn't think of it, but I just remembered it.
Oh, yes.
All right. Congratulations.
I will be ready tomorrow. I tell you right now. Let's see how I do on these last two.
All right. Number four, Pat Sajak had emergency surgery last week. He's okay, but Vanna White will step in to host while he recovers. What game show are they on?
Wheel of Fortune, of course.
That is correct. I've always wondered if Vanna White would be better than Pat Sajak if she got to host.
No.
I'm so curious to see what happens. I think so. so.
They're good together. They don't fight or anything. They're pals.
But wouldn't it be fun to see Pat Sajak turning letters for once?
I mean, I'm surprised they have never done that. Maybe they'll do it when he gets back for a minute.
At number five, the three toys that are going to the Toy Hall of Fame are magic cards, coloring books, and these types of mini real-life cars that are owned by Mattel.
I'll just guess Matchbox.
Matchbox is correct.
All right.
Do you know what the difference between Matchbox and Hot Wheels are?
Matchbox, don't they have working doors?
No. Matchbox and Hot Wheels, both owned by Mattel, but Matchbox are real-life cars, while Hot Wheels are fantasy cars.
Oh, I did not realize that.
Yeah. All right, Amanda, you beat Raven 4-3 this morning.
Well, it's not going to happen again this week. Congratulations, Amanda.
This is Amanda from Stratford, and I just beat Raven.
Congratulations. $100 gift card to Little Pub, plus the bragging rights that you took him down. We've got another shot for you to get the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. That's coming up this afternoon, 5:30 with Kevin Begley. You've probably been there before. You're an adult.
Right.
But your mom's still mad at you.
I'm grown, Mom. I have my own house, my own family. You can't ground me.
Star 99.9 in Santa and Raven. This comes up because Liam Payne, his mom was mad at him because he did a nude Hugo Boss photo shoot.
Oh, I'd be mad at him, too.
Well, it's very suggestive if you see the photo shoot. Okay. And she gave him a call and let him know, I don't like you doing things like that. I know you're a grown-up that makes millions of dollars and was in a boy band, right. But keep your pants on.
I feel like those are all the campaigns, though, for those, right? If you sign up for one of them cologne things or whatever, you're certainly going to be at least be shirtless. It's required as a guy.
But it's always strange.
Ripped abs.
Like when you're a grown-up, you don't know how to handle your parents being mad at you. Because for me, I still resort to being a child.
Right.
Like when they yell at me for something, I'm like, Ma, I can do what I want.
Yeah, you tell yourself that you're going to be stoic and that you're going to handle it, right? But you walk in, like, what's the worst part is when you're an adult and you know your parents are mad and you're in trouble, but you have to go see them anyways and go get something from them or whatever. It's the worst because all the power is gone. You try and tell yourself, I'm going to be tough. I'm going to stand up straight. Nope. You just fold as soon as they come down on you.
1-800-330-9999. Even though you're an adult, when was the last time your mom was mad at you? When was the last time your mom was mad at you, Raven?
Well, my mom is really easygoing, so she's usually not mad at me. Right now, she's semi-mad at me because my sister's mad at me, but nobody knows why my sister's mad at me, so I don't know why either of them are mad at me.
What?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I don't know. I don't know. If I knew, I could solve it, but I'm not sure.
My mom is, she currently gets mad at me because I don't put socks on the baby or an undershirt.
Okay.
Right? And then she reminds me that I'm a terrible mother.
Right.
Anna.
Right.
It's cold outside.
It's cold outside.
What, you don't put socks on the baby? Mm-hmm. I don't know what's wrong with your stupid brain, Anna.
Right.
That's my favorite.
I mean, it's a fair question.
But, well, right. Oh, you got 100 undershirts, but you don't put an undershirt on the baby?
Oh, you loved Hayden enough to give her an undershirt, but you don't love Dakota enough.
Do you know why my dad is currently mad at me?
Why?
Because I let you.
Because you're with me?
No, because I let you do his impression.
I don't know his impression.
But you always, whenever we talk about my parents, like you just did, you do the Italian impression, and they hate it.
All I do is repeat what you're doing.
Right, but that's different. Because it's like when you have like a really good friend, and you say, she's being such a jerk, but you can say it. But if somebody else says it.
I see, right, so okay.
My dad is currently mad at me because you did an impression of what he sounds like, and he was like, you let him talk like that about me, Anna?
I was not talking about you, sir.
Yeah.
I was not talking about you. I'm afraid of your parents being mad at me.
Right.
Like, I mean, come on. I'm only allowed to do Portuguese accents. That's it. I can't do Italian ones.
Right. Especially my parents. They get so mad. Anna, what is wrong with you?
Why you let him?
See?
You know what?
See?
No, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop, right?
1-800-330-9999. As an adult, why does your mom or dad get mad at you? Liam Payne from One Direction. His mom is mad at him because he did this really suggestive photo shoot for Hugo Boss.
But Mom, selling cologne and underwear.
Right. But that's the thing is when you're an adult and your parents are mad at you, it is a whole different level of anxiety, right? So we asked on our Facebook page, even though you're an adult, why was your mom mad at you? And Jennifer wrote, my mom gets mad at me when we don't take her shopping. Even though we ask her if she wants to go somewhere, she says no, but that no really means yes, and then she gets upset.
Just like children.
Yeah.
We get back there when we're seniors, you know? Right. We want to get out there. We want to have some fun.
What was the last reason why, as an adult, your mom was mad at you? Was it ridiculous? 1-800-330-9999. Your call's coming up next on Star. Even though you're an adult, when was the last time that your mom got mad at you? And what was the ridiculous reason why? Star 99.9 and Santa and Raven.
Yeah.
This comes up because Liam Payne from One Direction, his mom came out and said that she was mad at him because he did a very suggestive photo shoot for Hugo Boss.
You gotta have your shirt off. Yep. You gotta be over there in your knickers.
Yeah.
That's not how I raised you, young man.
That's how you want people to think of you when they see you, like your underwear?
This is how you want to look when Jesus comes back?
Well, that's the whole thing, is that when it comes down to your parents being mad at you when you're an adult, it's a different layer. Like, you don't know how to handle it. When you're a kid, you just yell, you slam your door, and you deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're an adult, it's a little bit more tricky, you know?
Right, you want to be respectful. You don't have a door to go run and slam, or else your mom's at your house, and she's probably there to help you out doing something. Babysitting,
yep.
Clean,
right. Yep.
Drop off something she randomly bought at Christmas tree shop.
We asked on our Facebook page, as an adult, why is your mom mad at you? Sean wrote, at 50 years old, I dyed my hair candy apple red and purple, and she hates it.
Yeah.
She's mad.
Right. Yep. I mean, that's a valid reason.
Yep.
All right?
Hector wrote, my mom gets mad at me when I interrogate her boyfriends. Fair.
You know what, Hector? Do that job, though. Do that job. All right? Don't let them suckers come around your mom.
Allie wrote, I'm an adult. My mom gets mad at me when I come home later than 10 o'clock on weekends. That's what you get when you still live at home.
You want to live like that? That's your lifestyle?
Under my roof. It's my rules, right?
Oh, well, if you live at home, yeah.
Right.
No, I mean, if you live at home, it's on.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. As an adult, why is your mom mad at you?
Okay. I may have been a little intoxicated when I went to California, and we had a holiday party. We had a little bit too much fun, and then I got reprimanded for drinking too much the next morning.
Oh, man. I have been there before. You shouldn't not get drunk in front of your parents. To this day, I will never forget, I had my cousin's wedding, Tony and Marianne, and I don't know what happened that night,
mm-hmm.
but I definitely drank too much, and then I had to hear about it for an entire month.
Well,
oh, remember how you got drunk in front of everybody we know?
You shouldn't have gotten blackout drunk. I mean, you say you don't know what happened. I don't remember. I mean, you know, a little buzz on, saying one inappropriate thing. All right, you might have got some needling, but you know, not remembering the evening, yes, it's probably warranted.
It's so weird. There is nothing worse than having too much to drink in front of your parents.
You just say to yourself, what did I say to them? Oh, no.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
So you were at a wedding with your fiance, right? What happened?
We have all together 5 kids. I had a Facebook picture of me sitting on my fiance's lap. Just a nice picture of the two of us. And she got mad at me and saying, you're a mother and you shouldn't be sitting on your husband's lap. On Facebook.
I mean, this is an innocent photo with your guy. You have a family.
Yeah. I mean, we were dressed up nice and just wanted a cute photo. He was sitting down. I figured I'd sit right on his lap. You know, just nothing inappropriate. But she's like, that's totally inappropriate. You have children. You shouldn't be sitting on anyone's lap. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, no, I totally changed my mind now. You are Satan's child.
Yep, I'm going to hell.
What kind of lady sits on a man's lap even though they have 5 shared children and they're married?
No, I could totally see. My mom would be mad at me for that, too.
What?
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Even though you're an adult, why does your mom still get mad at you?
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
Francine Wheeler lost her son, Ben, in the Sandy Hook tragedy. But what she's done is she's taken Ben's love, and she's created Ben's Lighthouse. Can you tell us a little bit about the organization and what it does?
Sure. We are an organization that's founded in Newtown that creates opportunities for children to connect with each other. That's essentially it. So we provide programs for service through the arts, and we do things like performing for senior citizens and dancing at their senior citizen prom. But also we have this brand new program called the Isle of Skoo, which is a mentorship program. So kids get to sing and learn about how to be kind and how to be lighthouse keepers. And they do it with puppets and music and dancing.
Well, that sounds so fantastic. Tell us about Ben's interest in the arts.
He played the piano when he was 5. We found out he had perfect pitch.
What?
He could sing.
Awesome.
Yeah, he could sing a G out of the air, you know. And when he was about 6, he played piano for the senior citizens in Newtown, and that's when I knew that he was probably going to be a musician. So I wanted to create programs that essentially connect kids through music, because that's who he was.
And if people want to get involved more in Ben's Lighthouse, are there events that are coming up that they can attend, or if they want to just be part of this? Because let's be honest, there's not enough of cultural arts and love and kindness in the schools, in our communities. Well, how can they get involved?
Go to our website, www.benslighthouse.org. We have some events in December. We're going to be singing for the seniors at Newtown Community Center. Well, we're going to make pancakes.
Well, that sounds fun.
We're going to make pancakes for the community. And then in February, we have another round of free music program of Isle of Skew, and anybody can sign up for it. It's first come, first serve. If you're 5 or 6, you can be a mentee, and if you're in high school, you can be a mentor.
That's awesome. Again, that's benslighthouse.org. Get involved, especially if you love the arts and you want to be part of it. This is something you should certainly look into. benslighthouse.org.